week start continues complete as a niche eligible hormone masses from the major eligible to CB sigma L gene of BFL2. So this denotes all the complete bonded operators on BFL2, which are week start, week start continuous, and LG module hormone masses. As we know, these two in the framework of quantum groups, they are due to each other. So then this is the dual version of this representation theorem. For the complete bounded multiplies of the full algebra, Hargrove and also Sprung, to say that there's weak star continuous complete as a niche algebra homomorphic from this complete bounded multiply algebra of AG to CB sigma L infinity of BFL2. And we can see here, we just switch this Riemann algebra with L infinity. So these are the two representation theorems. And also, sometime later, Neufeld studied this representation in the setting of operator spaces, because originally they didn't consider in the operator space, but because this is on L1, so every bounded linear operator is automatically complete bounded. So we give that this range space of this representation, so it's given by take all those operators in this space, and which leaves L infinity invariant. And this will be the dual version of this range space. So in the joint work, Neufeld, Ron, and Sprung, they showed the image of this multiple algebra under this representation is those operators in here leaves LG, the group one, I'm algebra invariant. So again, they are perfectly due to each other. Okay. This is for the two classical cases. In the general locally compact quantum groups, as mentioned in the early talks, like in Volcker Rondo's talk, following the abelian case, we use L infinity to denote this Riemann algebra, L1g to denote the predial of this Riemann algebra, and L2g denote the Hilbert space for the left half weight. Then L1g as the predial of the half Riemann algebra is a complete contractive Banach algebra. So now the quantum group is called co-amenable if L1g has a bounded approximate identity. For these two classical cases, we know that L1g for locally compact group always has a bounded approximate identity, so it's always this abelian quantum group is always co-amenable. And for the group of Riemann algebra, or for this dual of the abelian quantum group, it is co-amenable if and only if the group G is amenable as a locally compact group. In both cases, actually, we know now the bounded approximate identity, actually we can get bounded identity consisting of state on the Riemann algebra. And actually, this is true for the general locally compact quantum group. So we show that G is co-amenable if and only if this Banach algebra L1G has a bounded approximate identity consisting of space on the Riemann algebra L infinity G. For a general locally compact quantum group, quite recently, the algebra of complete bounded right multiplies or L1G was introduced by Yang, Neufeld, and Ron, which is defined to be the set of all such elements in the commutant L infinity hat, satisfying row FQ in row of L1 for all S in L1G, and this map from L1 to L1, given by this, is completely bounded. Okay. Here, rho denotes a right regular representation of for the locally compact quantum group T. Okay. And if you see this is given as a right multiply, now we require this to be completely bounded, so we really get a completely bounded right multiply, or actually I should say right centralizer. So then, this algebra, they considered, is really a complete contractive Banach algebra. Okay. Unifying and extending the representation theorems we mentioned earlier, they prove the following. For a general locally compact quantum group, there is a complete isometric algebra homomorphism from the algebra of a right, complete right multiply on L1T to this space. And also they give the range space of this representation. So again, this L infinity of G hat, you know, are the L infinity G hat module homomorphism leaves L infinity G invariant. Okay. But then actually after this they got this representation theorem, and it follows that because here we identified Q with this right multiply, and actually this embedding is onto. So really, this gives us all the complete bounded right centralizers on L1T. But then the question is, so we have the range space of the multiply algebra. So how about the image of L1G on the this representation? For the abelian locally compact group case, using a major theoretical proof, in their joint work, Noison, Ryan, and Sprunk, they show that for all locally compact groups G, the image of L1G on the this representation pi we mentioned earlier is given by this. So we saw this LT before sigma, but here we put this in pair infinity CB, denote all the operators on this B of L2, mapping L infinity into CBG. And the CBG denote all the bounded, bounded continuous functions on T. Okay. And this is also equal to we replace CBG by RUCG, and this gives us all the right uniformly continuous functions on T. Okay. And the question is, how about the image for a general locally compact group T, the image of L1 under this representation? And we can, furthermore, we ask, do we have a subspace Y of L infinity G to put here and get the image of L1G on this representation as the abelian case. Okay. And of course, to consider the image, to want to get the image in this form, we have to require the quantum group to be co-amenable, okay, because then the multiple norm and the original norm on L1G are the same. Okay. And this is even open for the the dual of the abelian quantum group. Okay. So we approach this image problem by using a Banach algebra approach. Okay. We introduce the following class of Banach algebras. So here's our definition. Roughly speaking, the class of Banach algebras we consider here are those Banach algebras such that a multiply, either right or left, is determined by an element in the algebra, not is totally determined by the behavior of this multiply on a family of small sub-algebras. And in a sense, this family of subalgebras, the family is big enough to decide a multiply can be given by an element in algebra or not. So here's our definition. We suppose the bounded algebra A has a bounded approximate identity, and we suppose that now for every given right multiplier, there is a closed subalgebra also has a bounded approximate identity, satisfying the following conditions. First, the restriction of this multiplier to the subalgebra will be a right multiplier on the subalgebra B. Secondly, for any F in this module product, when you take the restriction, you still get an element in this module product, B, B star. Finally, for this subalgebra B, we require it has a family of closed right ideals, satisfying the following three conditions. First, each BI is weakly sequentially complete, so that means every weakly Cauchy sequence is weakly convergent with a sequential bounded approximate identity. And also we require for each I, there is a left BI module projection from the subalgebra onto this ideal. And finally, we can get this right multiply in the algebra, or you determine it by element in the algebra, if the restriction of this multiply to this each BI is given by element in BI. Okay. And then in this case, our algebra A is called of type RM, because here we consider right multipliers. Okay. And similarly, Banach algebras of type LM can be defined, and the algebra is called type M is both of type LM and of type RM. Okay. And of course, we are most interested in what algebras in this class. First, every weakly sequentially complete Banach algebra with a sequentially bounded approximate identity is in this class is type M. Okay. Also, for all locally compact group G, the group algebra 1G is in this class. And even we can say more for the every locally compact group G, the weighted convolution Berlin algebra is in our class. Okay. For the Fourier algebra, we require the group G is amenable because we require the Banach algebra has a bounded approximate identity, so we this is equal to A being amenable. So G is amenable. Okay. Another class of Banach algebra, we consider all the weakly sequential bounded Banach algebra with the central bounded approximate identity, and now A is the ideal in its second dual. So we'll talk about the nth product later. So now A double star is also Banach algebra. Actually, there are two different ways to give multiplication, but now A becomes ideal. So for Banach algebras, this is also type M. For general co-amenable quantum groups, it's still not clear for us whether every co-amenable locally compact quantum groups is in this class. We're still working on this. For Banach algebra of this type, we put the following for a right multiply. The following are equivalent. The multiply mu is determined by element in A if and only if the joint of mu maps A star into this closed linear span of the module product A times A star. This is equivalent to the excess element in the second dual, and the second joint of mu is given by this right nth product. Okay, so I will give this definition later. Okay, so in other words, in Banach algebra in this class, the right multiply in the algebra not determined by its behavior of the joint and the second joint of this right multiply, and for Banach algebra for type LM, we have the left version of this result. So now go back to the image of L1G under the representation. So now if we use pi to be the same denote the same representation given by Bjorn Neufeld and the run, then if we require the L1G to be of type M, for example, if L1G is separable and the co-amenable is always there because we require the algebra has a bounded among some identity, and then we can get the image of L1 under this representation given by this. So we described this earlier. So here for the general quantum group, RUCG denote the closed linear span of this module product. Okay. In particular, if G is a amenable locally compact group, and this is the representation we mentioned earlier, so then we get this image of the free algebra on this representation. This UCG hat is just this closed linear span, and we can also get it from taking the theta algebra generated by operators in this group of linear algebra with a compact support. Okay. So then this solves the open question asked by in their joint work by Neufeld and Sprunk. So now we consider some applications to the second deal of a Brahma algebra. First, we give the definition of the two ends product. Okay. The second deal of a Brahma algebra. Okay. They are called the left and the right ends product. So we can get each of them by three steps. So this is the right. So this is the left ends product. So first we have the right module H of A on the A star. And then we can define N dot F. So for F in A star, N in the second deal. And then we define the left ends product. Just move this N to the right. Okay. And similarly, the right ends product can be get by these three steps. Okay. Now, both left and right ends product extend the original multiplication on A. A is called ends regular if these two multiplications are the same on the second deal of A. For example, every theta algebra is ends regular. By definition, for any fixed element M in the second deal, the left nth product is weak star with star continuous for the variable on the left. The right nth product is weak star with star continuous for the variable on the right. Okay. It's not necessary the left nth product is weak star with star continuous for variable on the right. Then we define the left topological center of a double star by taking all the elements here, make this map weak star continuous. Similarly, the right topological center can be defined by this. Then by definition, the Brahma algebra A is inside the both topological centers, and A is n regular if and only for either one, and actually both are the same, equal to the second deal of A. Another extreme case, the center either left or right equal to the algebra A. In that case, if the left center equals A, it's called left strongly nth irregular, and if the right center equals A, it's called right strongly nth irregular. So for example, Lau and Loser, they show that for all locally compact groups CL1 is strongly nth irregular. Okay, so both topological centers are the same, give us the algebra L1G.
Not very interesting. not very imaginative. Well, yeah, it's just a good definition.
Okay, so now for final energy base of type AM, we show that this is left strong energy regular, if and only the left center is left ideal. A is the left ideal in the left center, I should say this. And for the type RM, it's the right strongly energy regular, if and only A is the right ideal in the right topological center. Okay. So in particular, if we know A is already at ideal in the second ideal, and of course we require this algebra is type M, and then we get automatically A is strongly irregular, both topological centers are the algebra. Okay. So then we go to the quantum group case. So we recall this without proof by Volkerrund. He showed that a locally compact quantum group is a compact, if I know if I one, is ideal in its second ideal. And we mentioned, because we give several families of algebra in our class, one of them is saying that if this is ideal, plus the algebra has a central boundary about some identity, then this is a algebra of all type. So, for co-amenable compact quantum group, L1G is type M if it has a central bounded approximate identity. Okay. So, of course, for the two classical cases, this is we know this is true. So, as a corollary, for co-amenable compact quantum group, we get L1G is strongly energy irregular, so both topological centers are just algebra. If either the pre-ideal L1G is separable, in that case this is an algebra of our type, or it has a central bounded approximate identity. Okay. So this recovers the two classical results for the local, for the group algebra, and this is the case P is a compact, is proved by Isaac, John Pym, and Ali Wooger in 87. And for the amenable discrete group P by Tony Lau and Loser, to get, for both cases, the L1P is strongly ansh irregular. Time? Let me just finish this by mentioning one more application. We suppose now the second deal with the left answer product, and then we can see the dual space of A becomes a left Banachar A double star module with this answer product, left answer product. Then we show that if A has a bound left bound approximate identity, then the following three statements are equivalent. A is a left ideal in the left center. This denotes, so let's look at this one first. This gives us all the A double star with this answer product. Left A double star module homomorphic on A star. And the sigma denotes their normal. So then we get every such homomorphism is a normal, and this is equivalent to, of course, I didn't introduce this one, I don't have time, so I have to skip this one. But in particular, if algebra is in now, is our type LM, and then these three are equivalent to the algebra is left strongly ansh irregular. Okay. So in particular, for all locally compact group P, 1, 2, 4, the R2, because we know for L1G is strongly ansh irregular, and for the three algebra for amenable groups, and they are equivalent. Okay. One last corollary. Quite recently, Loser showed that for SU3, the three algebra is not strongly ansh irregular. So it doesn't matter left or right, because this is a commutative Banach algebra. So then, by this equivalence, we can get for this free algebra, we do have a double star module homomorphism, which is not normal. Okay, thank you.